This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. As the past 2 years and six legislative sessions have shown, fixing the fiscal cliff is not easy.
The citizens of this state do not want to raise their taxes.
I can assure you, nobody wants to raise taxes.
And nobody really wants to extend the fifth penny of sales tax either.
It'll be the permanent temporary penny.
And if reforming Louisiana's tax structure is too difficult...
We've taken up over 300 bills to address structural issues, and none of those have been successful.
What's left? Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger says a coalition of Democrats and moderate Republicans in the House is taking a serious look at reviving the Stelly plan.
The people of the state voted to implement Stelly in 2002, but when we repealed the personal income tax portion and we failed to address the sales tax exemption portion, we created a hole and we created a structural problem with our finances.
In 2007, lawmakers undid Stelly by statute, requiring just a legislative majority vote, despite the fact that the people had voted it into the Constitution. And unlike other tax measures, which require a two-thirds vote...
It's become very, very difficult to get a two-thirds vote in the House.
Repealing those statutes could also be accomplished by a simple majority. Leger says that makes reviving Stelly a very attractive idea at this point.
That would be a significant solution. It may be the only thing necessary to return us to a place where we'd be able to get back to focusing on how we can grow the economy and how we can support our colleges and universities and how we can improve roads, improve bridges, improve infrastructure.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and the Louisiana Book Festival, downtown Baton Rouge, October 28th, louisianabookfestival.org.